Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Happy Sunday to each and every one of you. It has been a beautiful weekend here in Atlanta, and hopefully all of you out there have had a wonderful weekend as well. Well, I'm flying solo this evening. My co-host is traveling, so I will be talking to you all today and entertaining lots of questions. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. I want to once again thank you for taking time out of your weekend to join me, and let me start by giving you our call-in number, which is area code 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. And, of course, if you would prefer, feel free to send us an email at info@pagesetiquette.com. Again, info@pagesetiquette, that is PAGESETIQUETT.com. Now, I'm the owner of Pages Etiquette Seminars, which is a company that specializes in personal and professional development training. Now, these hands-on interactive training classes are available for both children and adults, and some of the topics for children's programs include table manners, telephone manners, posture and poise, hygiene and grooming, and that's just to name only a few. Now, the professional development workshops, they include business over lunch, effective networking, and everyday office etiquette. Now, I'm also the author of What is Etiquette Anyway?, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too, as well as What is Executive Etiquette Anyway?, key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Now, these books, as well as other motivational materials, are available on the website at www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Now, for our new listeners, first I'd like to say welcome to each of you. I always like to begin the show by just saying just a little bit about the origin of the word etiquette. Now, the word itself, etiquette, comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied these rules of etiquette from the French court, and whereby these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that is where the word etiquette comes from. And that kind of gives you a clue on how to pronounce the word, even though it's spelled E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E. It's not pronounced etiquette. It is pronounced etiquette. And I always say that if you say the word slowly, you will hear yourself say ticket, etiquette. Okay? Now, I always like to remind you, too, that if you have good etiquette, then you have the ticket to society. How about that? Well, last week, we actually completed a two-part segment regarding school etiquette, how to ensure a polite and successful school year. And I want to thank all of my guests. Again, they were dynamic. They gave a lot of great information. So if you are a student or you have children in school, you might want to pull up the archive to that particular show with great information. Well, this evening, back by popular demand, is our most popular topic, pet peeves. Don't we all have them? Yes, we do. I'm sure we can have just a full list of pet peeves. And, of course, we will devote a show at least once a month to discuss, you know, this topic. But I want you all out there to remember that no matter what topic is scheduled, you are always welcome to call in and discuss whatever is on your mind. So let's get started. Let's discuss what really gets on your nerves regarding improper behavior. and our switchboard is absolutely lit up. So let's start with our first caller. Good evening, Hattie. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening. Thank you for calling. What is etiquette anyway? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Pet peeve, what gets on your nerves?
What gets on my nerves? One of the things that gets on my nerves is doors being left open. Any kind of door. It can be a cabinet door in the kitchen. It could be an overhead door at work. It could be a file cabinet door. It could be a locker room door. Just doors. I mean, just that you have to put something in, but then you don't go and close it back after you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of doors, not just doors you walk through every day to go enter a room, but just doors that are left after they've been used and not put back into place, I guess you mean.
Sure. Now,
I don't know why. It gets on my nerve.
Why do you think people do that?
To me, it's inconsiderate. I'm mm-hmm. not quite sure why. That's the only word I can come up with is if you used it, you needed something, you got what you needed, you completed it, and then you just walked away. And in most cases, like cabinet doors or overhead doors, those things can be unsafe to be left on, not closed back.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So at work, it's a big problem with that, especially in the workplace, too. When you have to continue to tell someone that please, when you get done with the overhead, please close it back or please close the file cabinet back, or please close the tool. You finished the tool, you didn't put it back, you didn't close the door, and then you hit your knee on the door because it was left open.
Sure. I wonder if people are just rushing or, what's going on with that. And, of course, like you said, it does sound, it is inconsiderate, and it probably makes you want to take some signs and post them. As a matter of fact, I used to remember seeing signs posted up about that. If you open it, shut it. I remember that specifically.
Yes.
And that's probably how you feel.
Yes, because I think you should do that. It's just polite. It's just the right thing to do. When you complete something or when you finish with something, you should put it back in the place or the correct place that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So that the next person that come along, they can use it, the proper way. So.
And that's a great pet peeve. And so those of you out there that do this, and perhaps you didn't really even think anything of it, until you're hearing this. So please, if you open it, Miss Hattie says, please close it.
Yes, close it, or shut it, or pull it down, or whatever you have to do to put it back in its original position.
That is great. You have any other things that are kind of getting on your nerves at this point?
Not anything in particular, but that was just messed up my main thing. That just really gets under my skin. So.
Certainly. Well, I tell you what, if you can stay with us, we're going to go to another caller and see what they have to say. Let's see. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
I am fine. And yourself?
I'm fine.
Great.
I have a pet peeve. It's been bothering me for a long time.
Okay.
It's when people breathe hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, for example?
It's just, if I'm trying to watch television or at the movies or at the grocery store, and if someone is just sitting in one place breathing hard as if they're snoring but they're awake, it bothers me.
Mm. Well, I wonder, if they might have asthma or something. You think, maybe?
Well, I'm not sure if it's not. I mean, it's not overweight people. There's some overweight people that do it. There's some that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they leave their mouth open, and they just breathe really, really hard.
Sure. Now, are they breathing on you, or you just kind of walk in the room and you observe that?
It's, on me. It feels like they're right. But another pet peeve I have is people standing behind my shoulder, looking over me.
Mm-hmm.
And then if someone's looking over me and breathing really hard, it makes me want to scream.
Okay. Okay. Well, those of you out there that may do these things, especially if you're not sleeping, so you can be a little more conscious that you're breathing hard, that kind of bugs Andrew. If you can, try your best to breathe normal if you realize, you know, that that's going on. And I thank you so much for sharing that with us this evening. And I would like for you all to let me know. I'm kind of getting hearing some static. Do you guys hear any static or anything?
I do. Yes.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's something going on. The server was down just before we went on. So that could have something to do with it. And we're going to pick up another caller, and you're welcome to stay on as well. Ms. Hattie, did you have any comments to the breathing hard? Any suggestions?
Well, it did bring back memories of someone that I know that does that, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, this guy that worked, and it was like we was in a meeting, and he's breathing like you were saying, maybe they have asthma.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy, he did have bronchitis or something, because it's quiet in the meeting. You can hear him.
Oh.
And he's breathing, and everybody's turning around looking like, why is he breathing like that? And he didn't realize it. And he's
sure.
just like, and I talked to him about it one time. He said he didn't realize he breathes like that.
Mm-hmm.
After you do it all, it's like he's out of breath.
Sure.
And like she said, he's not an overweight guy.
Sure.
But he
sure.
was, and he had no idea that he was breathing at heart.
Yeah. Well, it's good you called it to his attention because, you know, it could be a medical issue, really,
yeah.
on a serious note.
Right.
And they
yeah.
may not know. Well, let's see if we can pull another caller in. Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Donna?
Yes.
Hi, this is Vera from Philadelphia.
Well, hi, Vera. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you folks. A while.
Yes, it has been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just so glad you called in today. Of course, our most popular show here. If you would say hello to Hattie and also our caller who was distracted by heavy breathing. She didn't tell me her name.
Hi, Hattie. Hi, Hattie. And company. I don't know whether you would call this a pet peeve or not, but it's my pet peeve. And it
mm-hmm.
has... people who have their cell phones or their phones listed unknown.
Mm.
I have a tendency not to want to answer the phone
mm-hmm.
if it comes up with a number and saying I'm unknown. And sometimes, I mean, I have family and friends that do that,
mm-hmm.
but it really annoys me because if you have a phone, you have a phone number, why be afraid to put your name on it?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, sometimes I answer and sometimes I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't answer it, sometimes it's somebody that I might really want to talk to.
Sure.
But I don't like that.
Sure. Sure. But oftentimes, I do know that there are, I guess, the telemarketing groups that try
right.
to contact you for a variety of different reasons of trying to sell you something. I have noticed that a lot of times theirs will come up unknown or unavailable, and
I can more or less accept that
mm-hmm.
because I know they don't want people calling them back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But personal calls, I really don't think I don't see the necessity in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure. They may think it's a privacy issue, perhaps, that they, you know.
Well, if
they
it's so private, don't call me.
Right.
No.
Well, that's a good solution.
Because, you know, I mean, even though you might think it's private, I could call you back and annoy you.
Sure.
On that number.
Right, right. That's right.
So I just wish people would be up front. Put their name on their telephone with their telephone number, like
sure.
they do in a telephone book.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know?
And they probably think that they probably call you back and ask why didn't you, you know, answer your phone or something too. And you think, well,
I didn't know who it was.
Right.
I don't answer calls that say unknown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree with you because if I see unknown that comes up, I say, okay, well, you remain unknown. You know, so I certainly do understand that. That's great.
Right.
That's great.
And in reference to the heavy breathers,
mm-hmm.
it could be a medical problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we talk about.
It could be a medical problem. So be kind of sympathetic with that person, or try to some way find out if, like the one lady said, the person didn't realize they were breathing so loud, but maybe you try to find out in an intimate setting,
mm-hmm.
like in an office or something, if they do have that type of problem, and
sure.
they maybe they can't help it.
Sure.
And that would make you feel less uncomfortable, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, I think
not
you're,
well.
Andrew, you're still on the line, correct?
Miss Patty, you hear me?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is a good point. Yeah.
You can't very well walk up to somebody in the supermarket and say, do you have a medical problem? But, you know, maybe in the office or somewhere where you're close by or you're in, you know, you might want to try to find out if that person does have a medical problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when.
And you won't be so annoyed.
Sure. You're especially when someone said that, you know, when they said something
I'm
to
losing.
The gentleman. Mm-hmm, he didn't even know about it. So, yeah, it's great to bring it to attention. And, of course, you know, it's a proper thing to do, and remembering that it is not what you say, but is
how you say it.
How
you say it.
You know, of course, you wouldn't want to say, oh, wow, you sound like you're dying or something. You know, that would be improper etiquette. But it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Okay, let's bring on our next caller as well.
Thanks, Donna. I'm going to hang up and just listen.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay,
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling, and
you're
enjoy
welcome.
The rest of your
bye.
Evening, okay? Okay, bye-bye. All right, good call. Let's see. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty fabulous today. Hi, Miss Hattie.
Hello.
We're calling about pet peeves, right?
Absolutely. What gets on your nerves when it comes to improper behavior?
Oh, wow. I have a problem also. I noticed someone had a problem with doors. I have a problem with chairs. It's a real bad pet peeve of mine is like chairs. When you stand up, push the chair back.
Mm-hmm.
What is so hard with that?
Mm-hmm.
Push the chair back.
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple. I also have another one. I got a lot, so you guys are ready for this, and
oh,
I'm going to make
right
it real ahead. Quick for you. Also, when it comes to home, although it could be, you know, your home, but you have people over or you have someone else's children come over. It could also be your own. And you go back into the pantry and decide, I think I want a fruit snack. Well, there's a big box sitting there with nothing in it. Or there's one cookie left in the cookie thing. It's like that, it irritates me. We'll keep going real quick. I'm sorry, guys. I'll do this real fast.
Oh, no, go right ahead. You know, the purpose of this show is to get everything off your chest. And for people out there listening that may be doing some of these things, they may not even realize it. So, you know, part of the purpose of the show is to help make the world a polite place to live. In order to do that, people have to, you know, things have to be called to their attention, what they may be doing. So you go right ahead.
And belching at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. And the bad part about it will actually belch and not say, excuse me. I mean, you've done it. Okay, you know, that was kind of rude. But at least follow up. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. You know, I do apologize. No. And then we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And making noise when you eat. Oh, gee.
Mm-hmm.
That noise, like, that is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's good, but you don't have to let everyone and their mother know how good food is that you are enjoying. That is a pet peeve of mine. And the heavy breathing thing, and I'm done, and I want you guys to, the heavy breathing, I understand clearly that it could be a medical problem, but I actually dated someone and they just breathed with their mouth open, and it was irritating. It was like you're sitting here, and just like the first caller says, you're minding your business. You guys are sitting there together. You know, it's quiet. You're watching the movie, and you're... I'm like, and I asked. I know that was not the most etiquette way of asking. I said, is something wrong with you? And it's like, no, why? And I'm like, why don't you try closing your mouth and breathe through your nose? And then we wouldn't have this problem. Okay, I'm done.
Well, no, that's fine now, you know, and helping to resolve the last one that you mentioned. Were they okay, or was it not a medical problem, or are they just kind of grasping for more air, or what do you think?
What were you doing? Yeah. So he was just lazy. That's it. He didn't want to close his mouth. It was more comfortable to have his mouth open.
Oh, that's what he said. Wow. Well.
So.
So
how do you solve that?
Yeah, that heavy breathing has been real popular this evening. We got that started off. That's interesting. Now, I bet what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to be real conscious of people around them. If they're breathing really heavy, they're going to be pretty conscious of that. So that's interesting. That is very interesting. As far as the chairs, that has been one of my pet peeves, too, especially when I think the main thing is in conference rooms, like we'd be in conference rooms and I go back into the room, and it's like the chairs are turned around. And, I mean, we're talking professional people in an office setting. And, you know, I think I don't understand why people will not push their chairs back up to the table. Is that not the first thing you learn when you're in kindergarten? Well, actually,
right.
Preschool.
Yep.
Normally, when you get up from the table, you automatically do what?
Put your chair in.
At least you're supposed to. So, yeah, that I have to say that I too share that pet peeve, because that really irritates me. Ooh, not to mention, you know, even if you go in the break room and, you know, once again, professional setting, people have left their trash on the table, or it's like, okay. And I've seen signs posted, your mom doesn't work here, or we don't have a maid, and that kind of thing. And it's kind of sad, really, that people have to post those types of notices, especially in professional settings, for the simple fact that, you know, you were supposed to be grown, and those are some of the things that, you know, you really should have learned, you know, while you were younger. So, yes, that is really interesting. And I'm going to, let me look at, I have some emails, and let me pull one up. One of these emails says, one of my pet peeves is adults that have an offensive body odor. How do you tell someone they stink? This person has had this problem for a while, and many people at work talk about him, but no one will say anything to him. I guess I will have to if I know how to do it. And it's just signed from a concerned coworker. Well, that is quite interesting. Once again, you know, I would start out by saying that it is not what you say, it's how you say it. And this person may or may not realize that they have an offensive odor. Now, I remember when I was little, I remember my mom always teaching us that, you know, usually, you know, if you stink, you can usually smell yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, here again, we could have some issues with sinuses or whatever. But in order to pull someone over to the side, and generally when you're in a professional setting, usually that job should be the HR, a person's duty to do that. And evidently, you know, he or she is just not going to do that for any number of reasons. But, you know, since she said that many people, they just talk about him, but no one ever says anything to him. So what I would suggest, first of all, is to, you know, pull them over to the side. You know, I don't know how close they are or if they work in close proximity to each other, But I would just pull them over to the side and just, you know, in a very nice, polite way, just simply say, well, I don't know if you realize it or not, but I don't know if it's cologne or whatever. But sometimes, you know, you may have, you know, just an offensive odor that you may not be aware of. And this person may say, oh, really? I didn't know that. Or, you know, I'm glad you told me. And it's almost kind of similar to, you know, someone that's having dinner and they're just smiling and talking and has some spinach in their teeth, you know, and you are looking at them. You hear them talking, but you're really not listening because you're focusing a little more on the spinach in the teeth. So for both of you, you might want to just, you know, say and gesture that, you know, you have something in your teeth. And most people are very, you know, they're responsive to that, you know, and they usually respond in a positive way. Because I know if that was the situation with me, I would certainly want to know.
Yes.
So, and I think this is great that this, well, I don't know if it's a lady or a man, because it says from a concerned coworker. You know, it's really nice that she is going to say something to him. And once again, you know, I can never stress enough that it is not what you say, but it is how you say it. And does anyone have any other suggestions about how that could be addressed, or what did that pretty well sum it up? It's a delicate situation.
Well, I do have experienced that. Well, I didn't experience, but this guy at work, a lot of people experienced smelling him. He would ride his bike to work,
mm-hmm.
and he would have the same clothes on that he, you know, rode his bike in to work in all day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were talking about he was smelling, so they spoke to management about it, and management spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
About it. And so he did. He started to bring clothing in the shower and all that. So that's how they handled that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I still on the line?
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. I was actually in a situation such as that one, and one of my coworkers on break, on lunch, he would actually go down to the gym and work out. And he didn't, I guess, you know, apparently have time to shower before he returned to work. And very nice gentleman, but everyone else aside, you know, because adults can act as children as well. And they just thought it was funny that he had body odor at the time and they had something to say. So I just took it upon myself and I called him over. You know, we went out aside for a moment for a break. And I asked him, I said, now, when you go down and work out, because I'm more kind of blunt. If everyone knows me, I'm kind of blunt. I'm not rude, but I'll get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I know that you're, I'm sorry.
I am so sorry. I certainly apologize, but I can't believe we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
It has been wonderful. And those of you, I had a few more emails. I could not get to them. I really do apologize. We may do this again, and like I said, we will certainly devote a show, at least one show a month to this, because this is, you know, a very popular topic, and it's very necessary as well. But they say, golly, time just flies when you're having fun, and, you know, I welcome you to give us a call back and to finish up, you know, your thought. I certainly do. And once again, I appreciate everyone out there listening, thank you so much for taking time again out of your Sunday evening to call us, to listen to us, and to email us. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and to hear from you. Please keep your emails coming and, of course, you know, give us a call. And I want you to remember, too, that whatever topic we have scheduled, feel free to call in. If it's something that it's not that doesn't necessarily fall under the topic, that's okay. But once again, thank you out there for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. Please join us on next Sunday at 7:30 p.m. And as I say all the time, feel good about yourself, be considerate of others, and be the best you can be. And remember the golden rule, which is the first rule of etiquette, treat others the way you want to be treated. Thanks again for joining us. Good night, and God bless.